Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in. It is Friday. It is a little bit of a rainy day out there. Laura is going to keep you up to date on a very busy afternoon in the news. So much popping, so much happening. Josh Wheeler is in for Dan, and so we've got you covered. The way things are going, who knows what else is going to happen today? Who knows? I want to start talking about breakups. There's nothing sadder than a friendship that falls apart, right? Other hosts around the country may look at the feud between Donald Trump and Elon Musk as a important national debate. The latest is that President Donald Trump is getting rid of his Tesla. This is the ultimate in a breakup. This is the ultimate in a breakup. And because I don't know, I like to dig into what led to the breakup, what escalated things, I thought it would be useful to break down sort of what happened yesterday. You know, maybe you were busy. Maybe you have a normal life. You weren't sitting around listening to this and that and every single development. But it started in the late morning, when Donald Trump was doing a news conference, he was meeting with a foreign leader, and I'm sure the foreign leader, the Chancellor of Germany, was happy that Trump wasn't talking about him. Here is how it started. Here's Trump talking about his relationship with Elon.
Yes. Look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised because you were here. Everybody in this room practically was here as we had a wonderful send-off. He said wonderful things about me. You couldn't have nicer. Said the best thing. He's worn the hat. Trump was right about everything.
I mean, he wore the hat. It's like, when I hear that, it makes me think of a little kid, like a high school kid, like wearing his girlfriend's letter jacket, right? Like I thought we were in love. I thought we had a thing. And to that, Elon replied,
whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Elon Musk was using his social media site X. So I thought it would be useful to have the voice of a child kind of act those out. So here's Donald Trump then saying why Elon was mad, right?
Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. They're having a hard time.
I get it. So Elon's watching that. And now Elon says, It's like
doing a project here. I'm trying to track this down now. Hang on.
Oh, you're real confident about this in the
meeting. I was.
I really
was.
You're real confident. Real confident. Uh-huh.
There we go.
Keep the EV/solar incentive cuts in the bill, even though no oil and gas subsidies are touched. Very unfair. But ditch the mountain of disgusting pork in the bill. Yeah. Either you get a big and ugly bill or a slim and beautiful bill. Slim and beautiful is the way.
You kind of wonder what he's talking about there. Slim and beautiful is the way, right? But all right, so Elon responds. And then Trump's got this to say.
See if it actually works this time.
I know. This is... Uh-huh.
YouTube. YouTube is being YouTube right now.
Because we took the EV mandate, and you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles, and you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And you know, Elon knew this from
the beginning.
We're doing
what we can, Jason.
Yeah, just forget it. Just stop it. Stop it, Josh. What are we talking about? You felt real confident.
I did. I did.
And you're trying to play this off an internet browser? Is that what you're trying to do?
The Trump version. Yes.
Yeah. I could have told you that wasn't going to work, but sometimes we have to learn this ourselves live. Why don't we go?
Mm-hmm. The rest will be fine. The rest I don't need YouTube for. Yeah.
Uh huh. All right, let's try it here. So we went. Mm-hmm. Then they went to their social media, and now in a dramatic reenactment, we will have children reading this argument through AI. Here we go. What's first, Josh?
This is Elon responding to
Here's
Trump.
Elon yes. Musk.
Oh, no. Hang on.
Oh my God. Come on, Josh.
You got to pause the YouTube video before you play other stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Uh-huh. So set the table real quick.
Okay.
So we can get back on track. This is Elon responding to Trump talking about the workings of the big, beautiful bill.
It doesn't really matter. Here we go.
Yeah.
False. This bill was never shown to me even once and was passed in the dead of night so fast that almost no one in Congress could even read it.
Right. And then Trump responded. What did Trump have to say after that?
Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave, and he just went crazy.
Yeah. And then Elon said...
Without me, Trump would have lost the election, Dems would control the House, and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude.
That was my favorite, the such ingratitude. Can we go, can we skip the next two and then go to Trump? Not minding? No?
I don't mind Elon turning against me. But he should have done so months ago.
Uh-huh. And then Elon with the ultimate comeback.
Time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files.
Whoa.
That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT.
I think this one great. I'm sitting around today thinking, like, wouldn't it be funny if we had Trump and then we went into, like, the voices of children?
I mean, all but one we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel this went, Josh?
We'll give it a C. It's passable for radio.
I would give it an F. I would give it an F. I think we failed.
It's fine.
We failed. So...
I'll take the heat.
What is the right question to ask the people, Josh, would you say? What would you ask the people here?
Regarding
like how could we do a better job with this? No, just...
There's a lot of questions we can ask.
I have several. Yeah. I have several questions, for sure. And also, like, for our YouTube viewers... What a shame that Josh didn't have a camera set up to see him trying to find all these files. Did we make this too complicated? I think so. I'll take the blame. I made it too complicated. Here's my question.
My hope was that third YouTube video would have the marker set to where it needed to be instead of going to the start of the video. But it's fine.
I think it worked out fine.
Yeah.
You know.
The fight's still going on regardless of how we do.
So what I want to know is, I have two questions. One, name a more iconic breakup than Trump and Elon. Because I was thinking about this today. Like, look, I will say there are people who think this is very important, and I do not think this is important. I do think this is hilarious because we love drama. If I have two friends fighting, I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the question. Do you like the drama or are you worried about this? 651-461-9226. A texter saying children's voices made an excellent point of this interaction. Another texter, I thought the segment was hysterical. I was laughing in my car. The children were awesome. You know? I mean, you never know how it's going to land.
I'll take the sympathy claps for sure.
Before, I told my boss, Brad, who just won a national award yesterday.
Sorry, Brad.
I said, Brad, we are going to start our show with a segment that has a 50-50 chance of being really great or bombing miserably. And I said, I truly don't know which way it's going to go, but I do feel like there's a good chance it's going to bomb. He was like, I can't wait.
Was it the producer or the content that made you question?
I mean, little,
I'm no Dan Cook, but.
Little yeah, column A,
stop
little
taking
column.
Fridays off, Dan.
So I do love a train wreck when it is of relatively minor consequence. And I do think there are multiple things I'm amused about. In this thing. One, as I was talking about this with my 17-year-old at lunch today, Sam is like, well, who could have predicted that Trump and Elon would have set each other on fire? As like Sam was like, this was so obvious. And I did not expect that. I figured it would fall apart. Two of the biggest egos in the world. I mean, yeah. This is what's going to happen. But what I find delicious is the fact that the New York Times has a team of reporters acting like they're TMZ. President Trump is getting rid of his Tesla, and according to close associates, blaming Elon Musk's behavior on drug use. As the acrimonious blow up of their partnership left both men with a lot at risk. Hey, Jeff, it's Josh. What do they have at risk?
No,
you're good. How are you doing? Good. This, I mean, this is so TMZ. A White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the president planned to sell the red Tesla he bought in March. Iconic breakups, worst breakups, and do you think it matters? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute here on CC. Sad to see a breakup. You hate to see it. I love to see it. I like a train wreck. I don't think it matters. I do think there is, like, I get it. Elon Musk was the most influential, at least apparently, most influential advisor in the Trump White House. But he had left. And Musk is saying what I think a lot of conservatives think, which is that the big, beautiful bill adds too much money to the deficit. And he's not into it. It's fine. He's a private citizen. He gets to say what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump getting rid of his Tesla, which a friend of mine texted me and noted. When do you think the last time Donald Trump actually drove a car was? It would be funny to watch Donald Trump try to figure out how to operate the touchscreen of a Tesla. You know, it's not all the buttons and switches that a regular car has. It may take a little bit to figure out how to do that. Jerry on YouTube says, I thought the breakup would happen, but this occurred quicker than expected. Jonathan is on the CCO Talk and Text line. Jonathan, do you have an iconic breakup for us? I was trying to think of bigger breakups than Don and Elon.
Well, we have Jeff on
the line. Oh, Jeff is on the line. Sorry about that. Jeff, you're on CCO. I got a little mixed up there, Jeff.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I think we've got it together. I don't know what you asked that like the production values of this show might have a hiccup. I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's a major market really... radio station. We push a button and boom, the sound goes.
There you go. I think this whole childish thing is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah.
Correct. And on top of it, your production with those kids' voices, fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Look at that.
You need one more thing. You need a little skit between those two with the kids' voices squabbling about spilling some Haribo gummy bears inside a new Tesla on a hot day.
I think you're right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Most iconic breakup is Sonny and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
What about Kim and Kanye? That's a pretty big breakup.
Still talked about today.
Here, I think about J-Lo and A-Rod.
Yeah, Minnesota, one of us.
So, sort of?
Yeah, kind of.
What about the conscious uncoupling? Would it have been better if we had a Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin conscious uncoupling for Elon and President Trump? That might have been better.
Mm.
That might have been better. You know, and then Dakota Johnson just broke up. Do you know that? Look at me with your celebrity news.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's ripped from the headline.
Yeah, take that, E.T.
George Steinbrenner and Billy Martin. That's another good one. Texter says Trump versus Elon is all staged. They're using the media just like the previous administration. All the media is falling for it. Not sure what they will gain from it, but we'll see. What a way to go through life, just assuming that all this stuff is always staged. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I'm just amused by it. I'm amused because it's funny. It's just funny. It's objectively funny. Now, another texter is saying that Trump and Elon are acting out the first episode of the new Republican miniseries, The Senior Bachelor. Maybe. This is what it sounds like to me. Like, when I was putting all this sound together, you're like, mm-hmm. And then he said, and then she said. Monty is on the CCO Talk and Text line. Monty, thanks for calling in. What do you make of all of that?
How are you doing?
I'm great.
All right. Well, good. No, I think the worst breakup stories have to go back to high school, though. Mm. And I was a high school teacher for like 33 years. One of my colleagues back in the day had a thing when he found out that a boy or a girl was dumped. He had a giant Tonka toy dump truck, and then he would put in either a Raggedy Ann or a Raggedy Andy, depending on which sex was dumped.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of class, he'd go over and he'd grab this thing, and all of a sudden he'd go, beep, 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 and he'd walk over to this poor kid's desk, set it down on the desk, and then dump the Raggedy Ann or the Raggedy Andy out onto the desktop of this poor child who would just be mortified and
that's
dying,
amazing.
And everybody else loved it.
That is so good.
That man was crazy. We will call him Dave. That's all I'm going to say. Dave, if you're out there, you know I'm talking about that.
I kind of like that. It sort of diffuses the situation a bit. Now, today you would send some kid into an anxiety-laden therapy session for sure, but...
You're exactly right. You could do this back in the day.
Back in the day, anymore. Yes. That's very good. Thank you, Monty. I did... I'm trying to think, like, as a kid, for me, if there was... You know, I had a couple of traumatic breakups. I'm married to my college girlfriend. Mm. But in high school, I had a couple of traumatic breakups. And I remember when I broke up with Andrea Serber. And I said to her that she was in the Epstein files. Mm. Have a good day, A.S. And that's what that's how I broke up with her. So I wasn't surprised to see that from yesterday. Our next guest, life changed. There we go. I just wanted to get people to the, not everyone knows this song, Josh.
No.
But very appropriate.
Yes.
because after really a slow and goofy process, 2 years after Minnesota legalized marijuana for recreational use.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The state held the first lotteries to give cannabis business licenses. You had to be qualified to enter the lottery. So it's not like just Josh or Jason or Laura or anybody could get in on the lottery. But I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw Nick Ron, the owner of Warriors Garden Hemp and Wellness, and his reaction when his name and his company was called, and he's with us at the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Nick, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. That's a very appropriate intro song.
Chris. Right, exactly. What was that moment like for you, an Air Force veteran, small business owner in Lower Town, St. Paul? What was that moment for when you got called like?
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I've been working on this for 2 years, and the whole reason why I started this dispensary is because, you know, I'm a carpenter, and I was building a dispensary and started talking to him about, you know, what are some of the profit margins? I'm like, oh, my God. So I saw how much money is potentially in this. But I run a nonprofit called Warriors Next Adventure. I help vets with PTSD. I run a 24/7 crisis line, and it's raising money is difficult. So I figured, why don't I jump into this industry, and I could dump as much money as I want into my nonprofit. So I knew what that lottery draw was going to do for not only me, but for the veterans that I serve. So I was ecstatic. I cried for about 45 minutes.
You applied for this under the social equity part of this, right? When the state set up the law, they're trying to make it so a bunch of like rich jerkwads from around the country didn't come in with all their sort of like hedge fund money and open and take money out of Minnesota. They were trying to figure out a way to make sure that, you know, veterans or people who have maybe been on the wrong end of the marijuana laws that have been changed got a chance to get in on this. That's how you got in?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm an Air Force vet, served 6 years, and, you know, I got out and I was with the State Patrol for 8 years, and I had my own carpentry company after that. And you know, it's the thing is, like, all we're trying to do is just trying to survive. And I finally found something that could make me, you know, luckily very rich. But for me, that's kind of a side effect. It's just, you know, I'm happy the state did it the way they did just to make sure that a bunch of rich folks didn't come in and right. Just take up the market. Let's keep it local. You know, that's the one thing that Minnesota did do that I'm very grateful for is, like, support the small business guys. Support the little guys. You know, let someone else have a chance for it. You know,
yeah, exactly. The big guys are doing fine. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So what was the process like for you to apply? Was the and you have a you have an existing business in Lower Town, so you already have a storefront. You're selling THC and CBD products and hemp products. So you're in this already. But what did it take to kind of get into the application process?
Well, you know, once you figured it out, the application process was fairly simple. The problem was the guidance wasn't great. You know, OCM had different directors, you know, every 2 weeks, what it seemed like. You know, so But once you figured it out, you apply for your social equity verification, which just says that you are in one of those groups that qualifies for it. So once you do that, then you had to wait for the license application. So the license application is, you know, it's very extensive. You have, I believe it was 10 to 14 forms you had to fill out.
Okay.
Talking about like security, how you're going to manage your product, you know, how you're going to, it's essentially a long form business plan.
Sure.
So once all that was done, what OCM was supposed to do was if you had something that was lacking in your application, they were supposed to send you an email so you can fix it. The reason why the first debacle happened back in November is because they just randomly denied over 1,500 businesses without sending them that email to let them fix it. So everyone got mad about that, and that's why the whole lawsuit happened. So in February, when they did it again, they just sent me an email essentially saying, like, hey, fix these two things. And it was like, I felt kind of dumb because how simple those fixes were. But
yeah.
I got approved, and you know, we just sat here waiting, biting our nails for the lottery. So
pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So what happens now? Okay, you're in Lower Town. You have your storefront. Do you have to build a separate sort of storefront for a dispensary? Can you just integrate it in your existing spot? And how long will it take until you're actually selling product to people?
Well, I don't necessarily have to separate it, but I'm going to because we have such a big space. I built a comedy club. I've been doing stand-up comedy for a few years, and we host shows here a couple times a month. And if we put our cannabis in a spot that's open for the comedy shows, that limits the amount of people we can have in our spot. So we're taking about, I'd say, 700-square-foot spot. We're building a wall. We're separating it. And the process is if you come into a cannabis shop that's just open for cannabis, they have to record your name, your date of birth, the time you entered, and the time you leave.
Okay.
So we're keeping all the low-dose stuff, which there are a bunch of markets that are going to stay low-dose. Like, a lot of the drinks likely will stay low-dose. So those will still be out on the floor, and people can enjoy them during the comedy shows. I'm just doing that because I have the comedy club, and I don't want to lose that. So we're estimating – I'm throwing out the date August 1st. I might be biting off more than I could chew with that. But we already have connections for potential product. The next steps are I have to go through a background check, which I should pass, you know, former military, former law enforcement. And then from
well,
there,
I don't know that that's a lock, Nick. I mean, you're no, it should be pretty good.
Yeah. And so after we get that done, then we have to essentially pay for the license, and then they come in and inspect it. Before we get the license, we have to have a proper inspections by OCM.
Sure.
We've already been inspected 7 times, so like it, we should get it done pretty quick. So August 1st, I don't think is too far-fetched.
Do you think, as we talked to Nick Rahm from Warriors Garden, do you think, you know, is there going to be a challenge to get product? Because everything is getting licensed right now, so we don't have a huge number of cannabis cultivators and farmers of, you know, with plant in the ground ready to, or in the greenhouse ready to go, do we?
Yeah, I mean, that is going to be an issue because, like everyone else, everyone who's going to be growing just got their license yesterday. So,
right. Yes.
You know, there's other options, and we're digging into that. I do have a lot of connections of different sources we can get it. It's just, is it going to be OCM legal, right?
Right.
So we want to make sure we're doing everything legal. We're not breaking any laws so we can stay open. But from what I've heard from other connections in the field, in the industry, is that it is not implausible for us to get it by August 1st. It's just maybe not likely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's a month or two after that, it's a month or two after that. It's just everyone needs to be patient, which I am very impatient about all this.
I'm sure, right?
2 years, but yeah. So it's just it's a long process, and right now a lot of it is hopes and dreams. But hopefully, within the next month or two, we'll have a solid date.
Warriors Garden Hemp and Wellness is the store right now. Will it the new store will have a similar name, same name?
Yeah, we're going to keep the name. We're just going to change it to Cannabis and Wellness. We don't want to make too many different changes, but. We also want to make this easy, right? So everyone, there's a lot of people that may not have been into a dispensary before. It's a little scary, right? Because most of us, when we were kids, you had to, you know, go to some weird, dingy basement to get what you need. But
yes.
I wanted to build a space that essentially like a soccer mom would walk in and feel comfortable, right?
They're nice. If you've been to it, and as you said, Nick, like if you've never been to one in another state, like they, I don't know, it reminds me a little of like a jewelry store almost, the way they're laid out.
Yeah, that's kind of the feel we're going for too. You know, we're called the Warriors Garden, so of course we have plants everywhere. And we also have like 19 garden gnomes in the store too, so we that's kind of a fun little treasure hunt people get to do in there. But
nice.
With the cannabis side, it's going to essentially have the same look as the main floor. It's just going to be, you know, essentially, you actually nailed it. It's going to look like a jewelry store essentially. Yeah. So everything's behind the counter, everything's in the glass cases, and you know, hopefully we can make it as easy for customers to come in, get their product, and you know, have a good day.
Well, I tell you what, like, when you think of who you want this to go to, an Air Force, Iraq, Afghanistan vet, a St. Paul native, a nonprofit founder who's helping veterans overcome PTSD. I'm not a cannabis user, but I feel like I want to go and buy some stuff and support you. So I congratulate you, and you're exactly the kind of person that I think will make people feel a little more comfortable about what's going on in this space.
I hope so. And, you know, I just hope that customers come in and have a good experience. And, you know, not everyone's going to be happy with everything. But
yeah,
the big thing is, like, our whole staff, we're trained on, you know, if a lot of people don't understand what CBD is, or CBG, CBN, CBC. So there's a lot of different things that we need to understand. And so what our staff specializes in, if you come in, you tell us you have anxiety, okay, take this. If you have, you know, any kind of major aches and pains, we have something for that. We have something for everybody. And as somebody who's used this for PTSD since 2012, this changed my life. You know, and I was, even 5 years ago, I was on 7 medications from the VA. And since I started using cannabis again, I don't take medications anymore. It's amazing what it can do.
Did this moment yesterday change your life again, you think?
100%. You saw me crying online. You know, the beautiful thing was, you know, again, my whole point of doing this is to fund the nonprofit. I truly care about the veteran community, you know, especially the ones that are struggling with suicidal thoughts, because I've been there, you know. And something that I've talked about very publicly is I had a suicide attempt in 2015, and luckily I fixed myself. And along the way, I built the program. I didn't realize that was going to help thousands of veterans. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, you know, the more you understand about something, the easier it is to fix it. And the more we understand the knowledge and education on cannabis and what it could actually do for you, we actually host a Nurses in Cannabis event. We try to do it quarterly. We invite a bunch of MDs and therapists and psychologists who use cannabis within their businesses. So we provide learning opportunities here, and we try to do our best to educate anyone who's coming into the store.
Yeah.
So if they maybe feel a little uncomfortable, we can kind of ease that uncomfort a little bit.
Really good. Congratulations, Nick. Thanks for being with us, and have a good weekend. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, too. I appreciate the interview.
Nick Ron, Warriors Garden. He says he hopes by August. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see about that, but we're cheering for him. Back in just a minute here on Drive Time on a Friday. All right, lots of news breaking over the last hour. We have a guilty verdict in the Derek Thompson trial. Who killed?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What, 5 people? Just ridiculous, this trial. 2 days for the jury to come to their verdict. Laurel had the latest on that. U of M coming in with a tuition hike proposal. Biggest tuition hike in more than a decade. But I think, I don't know, as a parent who's been doing a college search, still cheap, still very cheap compared to what else is out there. $16,000 or so in tuition, if that hike takes effect. Card to Sharks coming up after 4. You, you know, plan your call. Plan your call. I'll call for contestants after the news. So if you want to win $50, let's go. Why not? Elon.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.